From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. On today's show, Washington and Idaho have very different policies on transgender girls and sports, and both can stand under a U.S. Supreme Court decision issued yesterday. Plus, a slew of new laws takes effect in Idaho today, while Washington sees the statewide launch of its long-term care insurance program and a slight uptick of the gas tax. And a resuscitated Pac-12 conference expands from 2 to 9 teams today. One of the last original teams, Washington State University, is now partnering with the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation in what the school says is its largest annual sponsorship to date. Those stories and more are coming up on SPR News Today. Idaho can continue to ban transgender girls from girls' sports teams thanks to a ruling yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court. The court ruled 6-3 against two trans athletes, including a Boise State University runner. State Representative Barbara Ehart sponsored Idaho's ban.
I am just so grateful that common sense was upheld and the opportunities for girls and women were upheld.
Paul Castillo is deputy director at Lambda Legal, the firm representing the plaintiff in the other case, which challenged a similar West Virginia ban. Under the ruling, states get to decide their individual policies. Idaho can ban trans athletes while Washington can allow them. So, Castillo says, there's a lot of advocacy to do.
That will continue to be done in order to educate people about the humanity and dignity of trans people and understanding that they're just trying to live their authentic lives.
In a statement, Idaho Governor Brad Little called the ruling a historic moment and lauded his state for being the first to ban trans athletes in women's sports. Meanwhile, Washington's rules will stay in place. State government reporter Sarah Mises-Tan has more.
Washington State allows trans students to compete on athletic teams that align with their gender identity, meaning trans girls can play on girls' teams, and that'll remain unchanged for now.
Well, the Supreme Court's ruling today is disappointing, and it's sad, a sad day, but it does not impact Washington State's current laws, which broadly prohibit discrimination against transgender people, including students.
That's ACLU attorney Adrian Leavitt. The Supreme Court said laws in Idaho and West Virginia that keep trans girls off girls' teams are constitutional. Washington voters will weigh in on this matter in November. An initiative to ban trans girls from girls' sports will be on the ballot this fall. Supporters of the measure applauded the Supreme Court's decision. In Olympia, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Washington's first-in-the-nation long-term care insurance program launches statewide today. The state piloted the WaCares rollout in Spokane and three West Side counties earlier this year. Now all Washingtonians can apply for benefits as long as they've been contributing to the fund. The benefits can be used to pay for things like in-home personal care, adaptive equipment and technology, memory care, and transportation. AARP Advocacy Director Kathy McCall says relatives and partners of those who need care will also see benefits from the program.
WaCares is a safety net for almost 800,000 caregivers that we currently have in this state that are providing about $1.2 billion in unpaid care to help family members. We need to make sure that we continue to celebrate them and recognize them in the work that they do.
Currently, recipients can collect up to $36,500 in total, but state officials say that amount will grow with inflation. You can find a link to more information and applications on our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. Washington drivers will see gas get more expensive, slightly. The state's latest gas tax hike of 1 penny per gallon goes into effect today. That brings the total tax to 56 cents a gallon. Gas taxes are meant to bolster the state's road maintenance and safety programs, but a recent report finds the transportation budget in the red by millions of dollars. State officials say people simply are buying less gas. That's because there are more fuel-efficient cars on the road. This year's increase comes as prices hit record highs this spring during the height of the U.S. and Israel's war with Iran. They've fallen since then, but still remain about 70 cents higher statewide than this time last year. Another increase in the state's gas tax will hit next summer. Idaho lawmakers passed more bills this legislative session than any time in the last 5 years. The majority of those new laws go into effect today. One new law came in response to an investigation that found few Idaho prison workers accused of sexually abusing incarcerated women faced criminal charges. The measure expands the definition of prohibited sexual contact in prisons, making it easier to prosecute sexual abuse cases. Many local rules on Airbnbs or vacation properties are now invalid, thanks to a new law prohibiting regulations on short-term rentals. That's provoked anger in resort towns like Sandpoint. Another divisive measure only partially takes effect today. Idaho legislators banned anyone from using bathrooms in public buildings or many private businesses if those facilities don't align with the person's birth sex. A federal judge paused part of the law, but the ban still applies to changing rooms and multi-stall bathrooms when single-user bathrooms are available. One bill that passed both legislative chambers unanimously will allow prospective jurors to get out of jury duty in some circumstances by serving as poll workers. The newly revamped Pac-12 conference expands to 9 teams today. 7 schools, including Gonzaga University, join Washington State and Oregon State as official members. When Washington State's football team takes the field this fall, each player's jersey will include a patch for the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation. That's one of the features of a formal partnership announced by the two entities yesterday. WSU Athletic Director John Harlow says the agreement will bring more than $8 million to the university over the next 5 years. The school says it's the largest annual sponsorship in its history.
But what makes this initiative especially meaningful is that it extends far beyond a jersey patch. This partnership includes youth clinics in tribal communities that will directly engage our student athletes and our coaches. It includes a dedicated video series highlighting the connections between Kook student athletes and tribal youth, sharing stories of leadership, perseverance, and opportunities.
The Confederated Colville Tribes will contribute $250,000 to a WSU athletics fund this year. The university and the tribes will also work together to develop sporting opportunities involving the tribes, especially around basketball. SPR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by Julie Luketa, Sarah Mises-Tan, Doug Nadvornik, and me, Owen Henderson. I'm also your host and producer. Thanks for listening. It's SPR.